This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:06 in the evening with Lynn and Kelvin on the evening edition, and we are going to start the show by talking about the economic stimulus package that was just announced by Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad. Now, about the rest of the stuff he said after that, that's coming your way after 6:30 when we're going to be talking about, well, basically what's going to be discussed in Parliament next week. So coming back to the stimulus package, even though we don't yet have a cabinet, Interim Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad promised to proceed with the stimulus package, which was finalised before the government collapsed suddenly earlier this week. And essentially what we heard is that this package focuses on tourism, consumption and investment in order to stimulate domestic travel, which has of course been deeply affected by the COVID-19 outbreak.
Yeah, so compared to SARS in 2003, this package is 2.5 times larger than that package when it was fought in 2003. It's worth about 20 billion ringgit. This is, I guess, a good thing because in all of this political flux, this will add some sense of certainty from an economic perspective, at least.
You know, it's a cry that we've been hearing for very loud and, you know, very certainly for a while now, which is, can you please stop messing around? You know, we need some economic certainty. We need to know that you still understand that this is something that the rakyat is looking for. And so you're right. I think it is good overall that there is a package that has been announced. There's a lot of money going into this, and it's kind of flowing in a lot of different directions, right? There's business level
incentives,
yeah, essentially for companies, for banks, for certain sectors, to, you know, discounts on things like utility bills, discounts on discounts, I think, on a variety of things, including training and just all these different aspects. But there's also a more individual level that this is functioning on. So, like I said, a multi-pronged approach.
Yeah, there is a lot of interest in getting people to spend right now. And, you know, besides trying to help those directly impacted by and directly involved in the tourism industry, for example, 600 ringgit for tour bus, taxi drivers and trishaw peddlers. And also there's this move to perhaps even think about cutting down the contribution rates for EPF from the employees' perspective. So that's really trying to put more money back into the pockets of the people, and then they start spending. Of course, in Hong Kong, for example, they also released their budget recently, one that is more expansionary, and they're expecting people to get about 10,000 Hong Kong dollars, putting it into every permanent resident's pockets, hoping that they'll go out and spend, because right now businesses, restaurants there are screaming for business, but I think the situation there is much different than here. People here might still be actively going out, trying to travel locally instead of internationally. In Hong Kong, maybe, say, for a run to grocery stores and pharmacies, they might just be going and staying at home and not participating in restaurants, not even thinking about going out to shop, for example.
Well, I think there's something there's something there to be said, because while it may be worse in Hong Kong, not least because it's been going on for longer, and also because it's been affected by things outside of COVID-19, right? There were, of course, still are in some ways, you know, the protests that had been going on last year. So basically, yes, the situation is different in Hong Kong. Here, however, I think we are still also seeing a huge, at least anecdotally, you see fewer people everywhere. That's the basic fact of it, right? Like if you go to a mall now, surprise, surprise, you can find parking. You don't have to queue for restaurants that you would normally have to queue for. You can walk with your arms outstretched like a weirdo and, you know, not touch anybody because the malls are pretty loose and empty. So there are, I think, growing concerns about how much people are spending, whether or not people are actually leaving home. And so that's where this is headed. So we're going to be having a couple of conversations in this half hour. First up, we'll be crossing over to Shaharuddin M. Syed, who is the executive director of the Malaysian Association of Hotel Owners, to hear what it's like there. Shaharuddin, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling me anyway.
So first of all, like we said, the package, you know, there is a lot to digest in there. But what are your first thoughts on it? Are you satisfied with what the government has put forward?
Well, I'm quite happy because some of the suggestions or proposals from the hotel sector came out positively, you know, out from the announcement. For example, the discount of electricity tariff of 15% for the period of, I think they're giving us a period of April, September. It is a big help because we are talking about ease of doing business on the cost of operation is number one. Secondly, is how to promote the business by encouraging tourism. Here, as far as the hotel operation or the owner's concerned, the discount is a big help. And also, there's a exemption of the 6% SST for hotels. That is from March to August. That helps a bit. Of course, this money we collect actually is payable to the government. And also, it helps in the cash flow. And also, there are things like... I think for the hotels, they are also giving, what else they give? Some funding through the tourism fund, which they're going to have an easier process thing for the hotel. And most important is also now government is relaxing the guidelines on use of hotels. In the past 2 or 3 years, they have put up an instruction or order to the government to refrain from using the hotels as a, what I call it, saving cost measures, you know. So I think with this direct stimulus package, which is going to help the hotels, I think we are very grateful for this outcome.
So Twin also encouraged hotels to do their part by introducing more attractive deals to entice consumers. Is this already happening and how has the response been?
Well, as far as early last year when we got the announcement for the Visit Malaysia 2020, most hotels, every hotel has started working out on some programs for promotion with added value service and packages. So now with this present critical situation of COVID-19, we even enhance further. Some working out with the travel agents for packages, which giving discount up to 50%. I think in Langkawi, they're even offering up to 70% discount. that's incredible, you know. Mm. So anyway, we hope with this kind of a joint effort with other tourism parties like the travel agents, Mata, through Mata, the association, and also we're working out with airlines for some promotion for domestic packages especially. I think we're going to get some positive result. Hopefully, we can, you know, overcome the present downturn in the business.
So between the downturn and the dip in earnings and the discounts that you've been talking about, and now this injection of funds, will this be enough to cushion the economic shock that the hotel and tourism industry has been facing?
Well, we do not know for sure how's the response going to be. The government is also trying to promote the domestic tourism by giving some goodies to the rakyat, by giving these the digital vouchers of 100 ringgit which they can use for hotels and flights, and also they give it income tax relief for domestic travel expenses up to 1,000, and this kind of efforts should be able to promote domestic travel, especially now even the tolls have been reduced by, I think, 18% or so. I think we should try to look for positive, impression on the tourism. But I think if the petrol can be also reduced, I think it will be much helpful to promote the domestic tourism as well.
Were industry players like yourself able to weigh in on what was to be included in this package?
Pardon?
Were industry players like yourself able to weigh in on, you know, what was just announced in the stimulus package?
Of course, hotel owners definitely will be able to take advantage of this because that is directly involving them, because hotel owners involve their investment in the hotels, and they're not actually involved in the operation, but they are more concerned on the investment in the hotels, which will affect the ROI, the return investments. So I think we all have to work very closely and very conscientiously to make this work, you know. So it's now coming to March, so we got another 9 months to go, and let's see if everybody can can work together and overcome the situation and get increase in the sales and revenue for hotel or tourism.
So, last question here, I suppose, you know, considering the fact that there has been all this political uncertainty, are you confident that the government will be able to execute and deliver what's been promised?
Oh, well, can't really say. We don't know how the political situation is going to be. We hope the government, I mean, will solve this. The political parties and the leaders will solve this situation of getting the real government back in action and a real action that we can look forward to help our economy.
And just finally, what is your outlook on the hotel industry in the long term?
Well, we should be having positive and favorable expectation. But there are a lot of things to be taken up recently because of the disruptive business coming in, like the short-term combination or home sharing businesses, which came in very high, very strongly about 2 years back, where it's affected the business of the hotel, particularly the 3-star and the budget hotel. So we have talked to the government to register them, regulate them, put them in the system so that we'll be doing this on fair ground, so that we are not disadvantaged. And they are actually running away with a lot of rules and regulations and not contributing to the economy because they're not paying any tax or business license or SST or complying to whatever rules and procedure the hotels have to follow, you know.
Yeah.
So I think we need to put that in order so that we can really do business on a fair ground and everybody will enjoy the business that we're doing.
Shahrudin, thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. Good evening.
You just heard there from Shahrudin M. Syed, who's the executive director of the Malaysian Association of Hotel Owners, giving us his take on the COVID-19 economic stimulus package that was just announced by interim Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad. Now, we are going to be hopefully continuing this conversation after this, but if you would like to ask any questions or send us your initial impressions and thoughts on the stimulus package or on any part of the announcements that have been made, really, you can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Bring forth Moolah, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, it is 6:21 in the evening. That was Led Zeppelin with Good Times, Bad Times. And speaking of precisely that, we have been taking a closer look at the economic stimulus package that interim Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad has announced that's supposed to try to stimulate spending and to help out sectors that have really been feeling the pinch amidst the COVID-19 issue. That's, of course, travel and retail, among others. But earlier we heard from Shahrudin M. Syed, who's the executive director of the Malaysian Association of Hotel Owners, giving that particular perspective. And now we're also heading to the lines where we have Dato' Sri Gary Chua, who is president of the Malaysia Retail Chain Association. Dato' Sri, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes. You can pose your questions.
Okay. So, first of all, can you give us a picture of, the losses that the retail industry has seen since the outbreak began?
Some of the retailers lost revenue from exceeding 30 to even 50%, is it? Most of them, is it? But of course, there are some sectors still doing steadfastly okay in the sense of, for example, the pharmaceutical, where they have a fall short of certain other items they cover up with, like, for example, masks and other things for safety, is it? But generally, there's a drastic drop of about exceeding 30 to almost more than 50% on certain retail areas, especially the F&B and even fashion.
What are your thoughts on the package? Did it align with the expectations and hopes of industry players?
I think, first of all, must commend the government. At least they're taking a proactive role in assisting the public, especially people in business. And also the public were affected. It focused a lot on tourism related, but also encompassed some other areas, generally to support to make sure the cushion is at least not so painful, you see. But of course, government can do more, knowing the constraints government have. I think, for example, the good thing is that, for example, the deferment of the bank loans and also the relief loans, which will be offered to those who are affected by the virus, you know, or the issue. So I think these two areas, supported by Bank Negara, I think is a very good thing. At least you can cushion many of the businesses who are actually suffering. You know, you think?
And you've mentioned that some players are doing better than others. Are there certain sections within the retail industry that may not be able to take full advantage of the stimulus package?
Basically, it encompasses a lot on the tourism. But so, like those who are not so tourism related may not have the full benefit, you see. I think the stimulus package should encompass more areas in the sense, you know, in business, it's always intermeshing and a lot of what you call it, interconnectivity, you know, one leads to another, direct, indirectly, and then the supply chain and also many, many others. So, it can encompass more sectors besides just mainly the tourism sectors, you know.
Yeah.
And how far do you think the package can go to cushion the losses as well as anticipated losses?
Definitely, we're not able to cushion all the losses, but at least it will give some relief to the, you know, the pain and whatever problems or shortcomings the business sector or the retailers and other areas that are affected. The most hard hit, I would say, the tourism related, you see, they lost tremendously. And so, of course, with this relief package, it helps to sort of soften the blow. I think, you see, for example, we could also do more to more aggressively promote more FDIs, foreign direct investment. For example, understand, like Thailand, they're giving tax relief for up to 5 years, but you must invest like something like 500 million baht, and that's about 50 million and above, and has to be within this year. When you have more FDIs, you can also, in a way, create more economic activities, you see. And for example, the deduction of TNB bills, which are actually affecting many parties. It should be for all sectors, even the household and all this. That would also help a lot of the people who are suffering. TNB is one of the big bills that many people are paying, especially the malls. It's affecting directly the malls, but also affecting the rest of the other people in the business sectors as well, and also factories. So that is something is good that we have no relief on that area as well. And of course, many of the people in business are renting premises, not only in the malls, but also the office or in the shops, those standalone shops. Special consideration should also be given in that case, especially those who are affected, you see, as rentals has always been a big part of the business, you know.
Yes. So overall then, if you could, I suppose, sum it up, now that we've heard this announcement, are you optimistic? What is your outlook like in terms of retail for the rest of the year?
You see, perception and actual situation and confidence level is very important. As I always been driving, we should always set the right tone to the marketplace. For example, there's a lot of cancellation in events during the Chinese New Year by even some of the banks and the business sectors, the corporates, and even other associations. But MRCA took the lead. We decided to go ahead. And that was last month. And we also have our Malaysia International Retail and Franchising Conference, press conference 2 days ago. So this is to set the tone to the business industry. Actually, Malaysia is the safest country to actually, in terms of the virus containment. You see, the health ministry has done a good job in the sense of containing the issue. We are not on a medication stage, we are on a containment stage. We don't have any fatalities, and all of them, or most of them, have recovered. So in Malaysia is the most, probably the safest country in ASEAN or in Asia. So we should promote that aggressively to all the tourism sectors that we are taking very serious action. And of course, very important, everyone must do their part to take precautions, you know. Is it those who are having cough and fever, please wear a mask, you know, and wash their hands more regularly. Oh, these are some of the precautions I think people should always take, not only during the virus stage, is it?
Absolutely. Dato' Sri, thank you so much for chiming in today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That was Dato' Sri Gary Chua, president of the Malaysia Retail Chain Association, speaking to us about his impressions on the newly announced economic stimulus package. If you have any thoughts, anything you'd like to share or ask, you can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.